ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीशुक उवाच, न चेद् इह एव अपचितिम् यथा अंहसकृतस्य कुर्यात् मनः उक्त पाणिभिः ध्रुवम् स वै प्रत्य नरकान् उपैति ये कीर्तिता मे भवतः तिग्मजातनः। न चेदिहैवापचितिं यथांहस न चेदिहैवापचितिं यथांहस कृतस्य कुर्जान् मन उक्त पाणिभिः ध्रुवं स वै प्रत्य नरकानुपैति जे कीर्तिता मे भवत स्तिग्मजातनः। श्रीशुक उवाच, न चेदिहैवापचितिं यथांहस कृतस्य कुर्जान् मन उक्त पाणिभिः ध्रुवं स वै प्रत्य नरकानुपैति ये कीर्तिता मे भवत स्तिग्मजातनः। श्रीशुक उवाच, न चेदिहैवापचितिं यथांहस कृतस्य कुर्जान् मन उक्त पाणिभिः ध्रुवं स वै प्रत्य नरकानुपैति भवतः स्तिग्मजातनः। श्रीशुक उवाच, न चेदिहैवापचितिं यथांहस कृतस्य कुर्जान् मम उक्त पाणिभिः ध्रुवं स वै प्रत्य नरकानुपैति ये कीर्तिता मे भवत स्तिग्मजातनः। श्रीशुक उवाच,
नेल्स
Mataji's? What four words?
Shri Shuka Ubacha. Srila Shukadev Goswami said,
Na, not.
Chet, if. Iha, within this. Within this life. Eva, certainly. Apatitim, counteraction. Atonement. Yatha, duly. Anghasaha kritasya.
When one has performed sinful activities, kuryat performs, manaha with the mind, ukta words, parnivihi and with the senses, dhruvam undoubtedly, saha that person, vai indeed, pritya after death, narakan different varieties of hellish conditions, upaiti attains, ye which kirtitaha were already described, me by me, bhavataha unto you, tigmajatanaha, in which there is very terrible suffering. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sukadev Goswami replied, My dear King, if before one's next death, whatever impious acts one has performed in this life with his mind, words and body are not counteracted through proper atonement, according to this description of the Manu Samhita and other Dharma Shastras, one will certainly enter the hellish planets after death and undergo terrible suffering, as I have previously described to you. Please repeat after me. Sukadeva Goswami replied, My dear King, if before one's next death, whatever impious acts one has performed in this life with his mind, words and body are not counteracted through proper atonement, according to the description of the Manu Samhita and other Dharma Shastras, one will certainly enter the hellish planets after death and undergo terrible suffering, as I have previously described to you. Purport. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur mentions that although Maharaj Parikshit was a pure devotee, Sukadev Goswami did not immediately speak to him about the strength of devotional service. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 14.26, Mamcha Jobhyavicharena Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunan Samatittaitan Brahma Bhuvaya Kalpate. Devotional service is so strong that if one fully surrenders to Krishna and takes fully to his devotional service, the reactions of his sinful life immediately stop. Elsewhere in the Gita 18.66, Lord Krishna urges that one give up all other duties and surrender to him. And he promises, Aham tvam sarva papebhya mokshayishyami. I shall free you from all sinful reactions and give you liberation. Therefore, in response to the inquiries of Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadev Goswami, his guru, could have immediately explained the principle of bhakti, but to test Parikshit Maharaj's intelligence, he first prescribed atonement according to Karmakanda. the path of fruitive activities. For Karmakanda, there are 80 authorized scriptures, such as Manu Samhita, which are known as Dharma Shastras. In these scriptures, one is advised to counteract his sinful acts by performing other types of fruitive action. This was the path first recommended by Sukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit, and actually it is a fact that one who does not take to devotional service must follow the decision of these scriptures by performing pious acts to counteract his impious acts. This is known as atonement.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Banchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhya Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Bande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Sahoditau Gaurodaya Pushpavantau Chitrau Shandau Tamanudau Ajanulambita Bhujau Kanaka Badatau Sankirtanaika Pitarau Kamalayataksau Vishwambharau Dijabharau Jugadharma Palau Bande Jagat Priyakarau Karuna Avatarau Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karati Vachalam Pangam Langhayate Grim Jat Kripatahum Bande Shri Gurum Dinatarnam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram.
So, in this sixth canto, first chapter describes the history of Maharaj Ajamil. Parikshit Maharaj asked in the first text, my dear Sukadev Goswami, you have already described the path of renunciation. Shri Shri Radha Rasbhari Bhagavan ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. You have already described previously in first canto, second canto, third canto, fourth canto, fifth canto, so many different things. In that you also described Nibritti Marg, the path of renunciation, and also described the planetary systems, and in that there are so many varieties are there, and human beings are wandering, traversing through the different universes according to their pious and impious activities. Now please kindly could you tell me how the living entities can be saved from going to hellish conditions? And in this text, Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami answering his questions by saying that if anybody before next death, that means the living entities going through birth, death, old age and disease again and again. Punah punash charivita charvananam. Again and again chewing the chur. And again Krishna says bhutva bhutva praliyate, again and again they are dying and taking birth. So it says before next death, if anybody does not counteract his sinful activities by the dint of pious activities, then one has to definitely, dhruvam, certainly, indeed, has to meet these hellish conditions of life. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur that he mentions in his commentary why Sukadeva Goswami was a pure devotee of the Lord and Parikshit Maharaj was a pure devotee of the Lord, why he didn't speak immediately about bhakti, which is the principal aspect of nullifying our sinful activities. Why he said about karma kanda, then he says about also jnana kanda. Tapasa, brahmacharjena, satyena, samena, damena. Then he says about bhakti. So Prabhupada says because Sukadeva Goswami mentions he wanted to test Parikshit Maharaj's intelligence. Ki, I speak him about something mundane, karma kanda thing. Let's see what he says. Then he will reject this atonement process. And he says, Manne kunjara shochabad. I accept, I think this is like, you know, bathing the elephant. Bathing of an elephant. Kunjara shochabad. And even though they hear and they see so many things, the reactions of sinful activities, but drishtva shutabhyam, although they see, although they hear, but they again do the same thing. So I think it is useless. Then he will say about the bhakti. So we will discuss in this topic mainly the gift of devotional service and is uselessness of jnana and karma. So, Nartam Das Thakur, he says that Jnanakanda, Karmakanda, Kevali, Bisher Bhanda, Amrita Boliya Jeva Khai, Kadarja Bhakkhan Kare, Nanajani Sada Fire, Kadarja Bhakkhan Kare, Tar Janma Adhoppate Jaye. Karmakanda, Jnanakanda. The Vedas mainly have two divisions. Karma kanda and jnana kanda is divided into two main parts. Then there are three parts: karma kanda, jnana kanda, upasana kanda. So karma kanda mentions the different aspects of sacrifices, different aspects of worships for heavenly planets, attaining heavenly planets and enjoying the heavenly pleasure. And Jnanakanda, in Jnanakanda, knowledge aspect is being described from the Aranyaka aspect and Upanishads. So these two are the main divisions of Vedas. Karmakanda is also called Purva Mimamsa. Purva Mimamsa is propounded by Maharshi Jaimini. And Jnanakanda is also called Uttar Mimamsa, which is propounded by Badarayana or Vyasadev. Now, Maharshi Jaimini, he believes only in karma. He doesn't believe in jnana. He says, Amnayasya kriyarthatvat anarthakyam atadarthanam. It means, when karma is mentioned in the Vedas and we believe in karma, there is no need of accepting any other things which is described in the Vedas. Anarthakam. And he says that all the Vedas describe two things: vidhi and nishedha. Vidhi nishedatmaka. Do's and don'ts. So when we accept vidhi nishedha from the Vedas and we believe in karma, we don't have to believe in any other aspect of the Vedas. But Badarayana or Vyasadeva, he believes in jnana, knowledge. And he says,
సత్యం జ్ఞానం అనంతం బ్రహ్మ. బ్రహ్మ ఇస్ ది ట్రూత్ అండ్ హిజ్ ఇటర్నల్ అండ్ హిజ్ నాలెడ్జ్. బట్ హీ సెడ్ నో, దిస్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ వర్డ్స్ ఇన్ ద వేదస్ ఇన్ ఉపనిషద్స్ ఆర్ ఎగ్జాజరేషన్ ఓన్లీ, ఇస్ అర్థాబాద్. అర్థాబాద్ మీన్స్ టు మచ్ ప్రేజింగ్ ద థింగ్ ఓన్లీ యూజ్లెస్లీ. బట్ మహర్షి బాదరాయణ హీ సేస్ జ్ఞాన ఇస్ టు బి అండర్స్టూడ్ యాజ్ ది సుప్రీమ్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ బ్రహ్మ మీమాంస. అండ్ శంకరాచార్య యాక్సెప్టెడ్ బోత్ అండ్ హీ గేవ్ హిజ్ ఓన్ థియోరీ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ బ్రహ్మ సత్య జగన్ మిథ్య. యూ యాక్సెప్ట్ ది జగత్ యాజ్ ద ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాపీనెస్, బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్, బికాస్ ఇట్స్ టెంపరీ అండ్ గివ్స్ యూ suffering. That's why you should look for jnana, which will give you nirvana and ananda. Brahma anandam bhavati. So he was trying to, it's called samuchayabad, trying to adjust two things and give his own doctrine. But Ramanuja, he didn't accept Shankara's theory as Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. He said, no, one has to come out of the jnana and karma to understand the Sanatana Brahma, to attain peace. For attaining peace, one has to come out of the Brahma platform and karma platform. Then he can understand the Parabrahma. Shruti also says, Nirveda Maya నష్ట కృతకృతేన. నిర్భేద మాయా, నిర్భేద మీన్స్ ప్లాట్ఫామ్ ఆఫ్ నిర్వాణ్, ప్లాట్ఫామ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ ప్లాట్ఫామ్. దిస్ ఇస్ వన్ కెనాట్ యాక్సెప్ట్ మోక్ష ఆర్ నిర్వాణ్ సింప్లీ బై రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ యాక్టివిటీస్ యాక్షన్స్. సో దిస్ కర్మ మీమాంస ఆర్ పూర్వ మీమాంస హ్యాస్ 12 చాప్టర్స్ and Brahma Mimamsa or Uttar Mimamsa has 4 chapters. So actually these two books, Karma Kanda and Gandakanda, is one book only. But, and they are studied all the time differently because they speak of different two things, karma and jnana. But it is, the 16 chapters book is only one book. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came and propounded his own philosophy based on Vedanta, and assimilation of the all Vaishnava truths, he gave his own theory, Achintya Bhedabhed Tattva. Brahma and Maya is Achintya. And the relationship between Brahma and Maya is Achintya. The constitutional position of Jiva is Achintya. And the constitutional position of the Brahma is also Achintya. So this is, there is a Bheda and Abheda also. So he spoke of Brahma Bhedabhed Tattva. Now this bhakti, devotional service, which Prabhupada quoted from 1426, Mam Chabhavicharana Bhakti Yogana Sevate Sa Gunana Samatitaita and Brahma Bhuvaya Kalpate. One can come onto the platform, real Brahman platform, if somebody purely, without any condition, surrenders unto me and serve me. Again he quotes 1866. Where Krishna says, give up your all kinds of karma, jnana and yoga, all other ideas, and simply surrender unto me. Sarva dharman parityaja mam evam sharanam raja. And aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shucha. You do not be in anxiety because you have done so many sinful activities. How you can be counteracted? I will free you from all sinful reactions. Mokshayishyami. Ma shuchah. Like there is a story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. There was a king, Subuddhi Rai, in Bengal. And one time one Muslim boy was working under him. And he did some nonsense things. For that he was punished by Subuddhi Rai. He was whipped with the chabuk. And there was a markings of wounds on his back. So later he became king of Bengal. He became Nawab. And one day his wife, he saw the markings of whipping on his back. And he said, how come you have all these markings? So I was working under Subuddhi Rai and this rascal beaten me so heavily. Oh, it is nonsense. I cannot tolerate it. You have to take the revenge. Either you have to kill this guy or make him Muslim. And if you don't listen to me, I'm not going to eat food today. So, to make his wife peaceful, happy, he was trying to figure out how to take the revenge. So he couldn't kill him. He wanted to think of making him Muslim. So there is a kalma, one kind of mantra that chant, and you make that water drink to that person or just sprinkle on him, he becomes Muslim. Kalma parana. So he chanted that kalma mantra and threw some water from his pot to Subuddhi Rai. And everybody accepted him, he was Muslim. And nobody was allowing him to, you know, associate with him, with them. All the Hindus, Brahmins, a Muslim ban gaya. Like Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, these two people, two persons, were from highly respected Brahmana family, Saraswat Brahmin. And they took up the job of ministership of Muslim government. And they became Muslim almost. Their dresses, their language, they were speaking Parsi, Arabic, and they were associating with Muslim people. So they were turned almost Muslims, and their name was Muslims, given Muslim names. So all these Brahmins, Kayasthas, they were thinking them as, and they were ostracized from their culture. So this Subuddhi Rai, he was just crying and begging for atonement. How I can become again Hindu? So he went to Benares. He went to Kashi, where all these big, big pandits are there. So he asked, how I can be rectified? What is my atonement to become Hindu again? So they said, you have to drink hot ghee and die. That is the rectification, atonement. So he said, what is nonsense atonement? I have to die by drinking hot ghee? Then finally he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I don't know whether it is Vrindavan or Benares or Kashi. So he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, this happened to me. How I can be again rectified? What is my real atonement? I can be again Hindu. He said, you don't have to do anything. You just chant Hare Krishna. And you will be turned into Hindu again. Whether it's Javanas, Hindus, Mlechas, everybody can be turned into Vaishnavas if he chants Hare Krishna. Jai Krishna Bhaja. Not that one. Shuchi hoye muchi hoye jodi Krishna taje, or muchi hoye shuchi hoye jodi Krishna bhaje or Ram bhaje. So even bhangis can become Brahmin simply by chanting Hare Krishna. And he was happy, and then he went to Vrindavan. He became big sadhu in Vrindavan, like Lala Babu, Jagat Seth. There was a king, Lala Babu, he's a big name in Vrindavan. So Subhadra also became big, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's big follower. So this atonement, this kind of punishment cannot rectify the inner desire for further sinful activity from the living entity's heart. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave the principle of congregational chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and be elevated to the highest position of Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur, he says, Koriye lochon pan, rupolila duhugan, anande magano sahochori, bedobidhi agochar, ratana bediropar, shevanito kishoro kishori. So, Narottam Das Thakur says, this service of Radha Madhava in Vrindavan, service to Kishor Kishori, the newly fresh youth couple, Kishor Kishori, on the throne of made of jewel in Vrindavan, it is being unknown to throughout the Vedas. Veda Vidhi Agochar. And in Vrindavan, which is the topmost place of all the mellows, Madhurya Dham. Vrindavan is called Madhurya Dham. Mayapur is called Audarja Dham. And Dwarka is Aisharja Dham. So, in Veda, so many things are mentioned. Bhakti also mentioned, but that Upasana Kanda aspect is only Aisharja Bhakti. There is no Madhurja Bhakti or Udarja Bhakti. Aisharja Bhakti. Aisharja Bhakti means worshipping Lord Vishnu in awe and reverence. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna says, Aisharja Shithil Preme Nahe Mor Prita or Priti. I am not satisfied so much as I am satisfied with Madhurja Prem, with the loving devotional service, with awe and veneration, in which is steeped with respect, Aisharya or Samram. There is a feeling of servant and master. And in Kali Yuga, that highest, that topmost relation between Radha and Krishna being distributed freely by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It says in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, in the invocation verses, Anarpita Charim Chirat Korunaya Avatirna Kalau Samarpaitam Unnata Ujjala Rasam Sa Bhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandipitaha Sada Hridaya Kandare Spratuva Shri Shachinandana. May that Shachinandan, the son of Mother Shachi, be eternally manifest in the core of your heart, who came to distribute the topmost mellow of conjugal love, which was not being distributed for millions and millions of lifetimes. Charim Chirat, Anarpita. It was not given. What was that Samarpaitum to distribute freely? Unnata Ujjala Rasam. Unnata, topmost, highest, ujjala, most brilliant rasam, the mellow. What is that? Sva-bhakti shriyam. That shri, that opulence of sva-bhakti. Sva-bhakti means Krishna-bhakti, because he is Krishna himself. In the guise of bhakta, devotee, he is distributing this. Hari purata sundara duti. Purota, his form is golden, molten gold form, Gauranga. Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuratu. Bah, Sri Satinandana. On this verse, Sripad Prabhupada Saraswati Maharaj, in his Sri Chaitanya Chandramrita, he says, Srimad Bhagavatasya Yatra Paramam Tatparjyam Uttankitam Sri Vyasakina Duranayataya Rasa Prasange Api Jat Radha Ratikali Nagara Rasaswadaika Sat Bhajanam Tat Bostu Prathanaya Gaura Bapusha Loke Avatirna Harihi. So Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he says that Srimad Bhagavatasya Yatra Paramam Tatparja Uttankitam. Parama Tatparja Uttankitam means the topmost goal, topmost subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam is the pastimes of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. That is the topmost goal, which is being described in 10th canto. But Sri Vyasakina Duranayataya Rasa Prasange Opijat. But since Vyasakina Sukadev Goswami, he thought it is very rare and it is very high topic, he avoided describing fully in Srimad Bhagavatam. Only he gave little hints of Rasa Leela or the pastime with Radha and Krishna, because he thought it is very high topic. He didn't describe fully. Jad Radha Ratikali Nagara Rasa Swadaika. But that Radha or Rasa Rasika, Krishna, Rasa Kali Nagara, the hero of Rasa Leela, Radha Krishna, Rasa Leela, Rasa Sadaika, to understand himself and distribute to people, Sad Bhajanam, Tad Bostu Prathanaya, to make people understand about that, Gaura Bapum Loke Avatirna Harihi. Lord Hari, he took the form of Gaura, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So in Kali Yuga, all the sects of people, those who are trying to follow devotional service, they have to surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process to understand this Radha Krishna Premakeli. No sampradaya can have any access to this without surrendering to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur again says, Are Mura Guram Vichinuta Harer Bhakti Padavim Dubiyasya Drishtvapya Parichitaha Purva Munivarai Na Vishramha Chitte Jadi Cha Durlabha Bhayam Iva Tat Parityajya Ashesham Brajata Sharanam Gaura Charanam. This is also from Chaitanya Chandramrita. He said, Are Mura, O foolish people, O rascal, Guram Vichanuta, try to understand this most hidden subject matter. Harer Bhakti Padavim, the devotional service unto the lotus feet of Hari. Dabiyasya drishtapya parichita drishti opi aparichita purva munivarai, which is being not understood by munivarai, the sages in the past. That's why it is not being discussed in any of the Vedas. The Jaimini, Pulaha, Pulastha, all these sons of Brahma, they actually explained the Vedas in different sects. whether it is Naya, Vaisheshika, then you have Jnana, Karma. These are being expounded by different rishis. Uddhava in 11th chapter asked Krishna, "My dear Lord, there are so many varieties of theories expounded by different sages in the earlier. Now please tell me, should I understand all as bona fide, all as supreme, or only one supreme?" So Krishna there, he says that Kalena Nashta. By the time, by the dissolution, the original text was lost. Again I spoke to Brahma, and Brahma then spoke all these things to his sons, and they manipulated, not me. So in Bhagavatam also you can hear Bhurini, Bhuri Karmani, Shrotubhyani Vibhagasha. Shrotubhyadini Rajendra Ninam Shanti Sahasrasa. So there are Bhurini, Bhuri Karmani. So many jagjagyas, so many karmas, so many sects of Vedas, Upanishads. So what I should understand? That's why it is Vedavidhi Agochar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, he is saying, if you think Purvai Munivarai, previously Munis could not understand this, Na Vishrambha Chitye, I cannot have any faith, firm faith in my heart that I can understand this topmost mellow. No, Cha Durlabhyam Eva. If you think it is rare for me also, अरे मुझे क्या मिलेगा? बड़े बड़े मुनि ऋषि उसको पता नहीं चला, वेद में भी पता नहीं चला, मुझे कैसे पता चलेगा? वो मेरे लिए नहीं है. I told my mother, you are not taking non-veg food for last 15 years. So now you give up drinking tea and chewing pan. Then it will be nice for you. She said, I understand, I have to give up, but I cannot give up. She said, I cannot give up. I am not a brahmachari like you in ashram. I am living with pan and tea. I cannot give it up. I gave up non-veg for you, rascal, and you didn't come back. For you only I gave up non-veg eating, that you will come back. But now I am just living with my tea and pan. I cannot give it up. So people, they're so attached to little things, they cannot give it up. So for them he's saying, "Are mura, oh rascal, don't be disheartened. What you have to do? Parityajya ashesham. Whatever ashesha mentality, thinking, your concoction you have, parityajya ashesham, give up everything. Then brajata sharanam. You go and surrender whom? Gaura charanam. At the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Avatar sar gora avatar kanona bhajili tare. Avatar sar gora avatar kanona bhajili tare. So Gora Avatar, he is the, not Avatar, Avatar or Shar. He is the main source of all Avatars. And he is Avatari, not Avatar. Kanona Bhajilitare. Korini Rebasho Galona Piyasho Apono karamo phere. Due to your own past misdeeds, you are actually wandering into different species. And although you have suffered so much in your material attachment, material home, friendship, wife, children, your money, bank balance, and you never got any happiness, still you don't have, not going your attachment. Kore nire bash, galona piyash. Your piyasha, your thirst for enjoyment is not going. Apono karma phere. another place Narottam Das says, Apana karma bhunjaya shamanu. In the sense, that's Lochan Das Thakur. Then Gauranga Dutipada, Jardhana Shampada, Sejane, Bhakoti Rashoshar. This Unnata Ujjala Rash, this gist or topmost mellow of Bhakati Rash, the mellow of devotional service, can be understood by one who is Gauranger Dutipada Jar Dhano Shampada. His wealth, his treasure, his opulence is the lotus feet, two lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
Gaurangero Duti Pada Jaradhano Shampada Sejane Bhakati Rasa Shar Sejane Bhakati Rasa Shar.
So this way Narottam Das Thakur, Lochan Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all these Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they propounded the philosophy which is Brahmar Durlabha Prem Koribare Dan. What is the next? Brahmar Durlabha Prem Koribare Dan? Nahi, wo to alag hai. Anyway, this Brahmar Durlabha Prem, it is Shabakare Jache. He is asking, begging everyone door to door, you please accept it. What is that? Brahmar Durlabha Prem. Narottam Das Thakur sings,
Durlabho Bhajano Heno Nahi Bhajo Hori Keno Kilagi Maroho Karma Bandhe Chadoyanno Kriya Karma Nahi Dekho Vedo Dharma Bhoji Bhakti Karo Krishna Pado Dande Bhakti Karo Krishna Pado Dande.
It's a Durlabha Bhajana Hena, which is very rare to achieve, which is rare for Brahma, which is rare for Lord Shiva, which is rare for Lakshmi Devi. And that Durlabha Prem is given to you. Why you are not worshipping Lord Hari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Nahi bhajo Hari keno? Kilagi maroho karma bandhe. You are just completely entangled in karma bandha. I am Brahmin, I am Kshatri, I am Vaishya, I am Shudra. See, all these kings, there are, I think, 20,000 kings were being encased. They are put into prison by Jarasandha. He was very powerful. And when Krishna was sitting in his Sudharma assembly for daily activities, and music was going on, singing was going on, one person entered, the messenger from these 20,000 kings. You take this message and tell Krishna he should rescue us. We are completely surrendered to him. And Krishna, in one stroke, did three things. He went to Yudhishthira Maharaj, finalized about the Rajasya Jagya. Then he said, you have to do Rajasya Kvas. You have to collect so much wealth. Send your brothers around the world. Then if somebody is giving tax, that means he is accepting the royalty of your brother, of you. And there is dead enemy of you and Bhima, Jarasandha. And you have to kill him first, then do Rajasya Jagya. And then he went to kill them. Kill him. And from there, he releases all these 20,000 or some more imprisoned kings. So when these kings were being released, they pray to Krishna, my dear Lord, being so much puffed up, due to our false ego, we have created a very big, you know, phantasmagoria, big position of ours. We are thinking, we are the kings, we are the rulers, and we unnecessarily disturbed, harassed, killed so many living entities. And due to that impious activity, we are suffering now. and we don't have any recognition, any trace of the mentality of ruling the kingdom again, please you forgive us, we don't want to become again. So they are saying that this activities of different castes and sections of people is actually, when you are working, you cannot understand. But when somebody thinks about the higher aspect, then he can understand what is this. So he is saying, why you are actually completely bound up with karma bandha? Chharo anna kriya karma. Give up all your kriya karma. Kriya karma means all the activities and all these things you are doing for pious or impious mentality. Nahi dekho veda dharma. And don't follow Vedas. Don't look what is written in the Vedas. Only you bhaja or bhakti karo Krishna padadande. Simply you serve the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So this path is durlava. Brahmar durlava prem. Ottanta durlava prem kori vare dan. Shikha sharanagati bhagatayar pran. And bhakti is one aspect is sudurlava. Krishna Karshani, Sandananda, and Mokshalakuta Krit, Shubhada. One is sudurlava, is rarely achieved. So that rarely achieved bhakti, freely, everybody was asked by Lord Nityananda Hridayas by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, take it freely. He said, why not taking? So it says, although it was durlava, veda durlava, it was brahmar durlava prem, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it very simple, and by his disciples, he made more simple. Six Goswamis in Vrindavan, and later Vishnu Chakurthi Thakur Baladev Vidyabhushan, and Narottam, Shamananda, Srinivas, these people made it more easy by their writings, because mostly they are poets. Baladev Vidyabhushan is a poet, Narottam is a poet, Srinivas is a poet. So by their writings they made it more simple and most relishable, this topmost religious activity which is bhakti. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Jivar Sharup hai Nityar Krishna Das. So Krishna Das has nothing to do with Vedas. Lord Brahma says, until and unless one comes to the understanding of serving the two lotus feet of your lordship, Krishna, the people will be in tavad bhayam drobina, deha surin mityam, shoka, spriha, puribhava, bipula lova. Bipula lova means so much greediness. And sneham, too much attachment for material things. Puribhava, defeat. And spriha, greediness. Shurin mityam, so many friends and relatives. And this will be only cause of their bhayam, fearlessness, until they come, te ongri abhayam paribrinita loka. Paribrinita loka means all the populations of the loka, they surrender unto you. So, I'll stop very soon. In this aspect, we have to understand this whole thing can be understood very easily only in the association of devotees. If Prabhupada were not there, Prabhupada had not come, Prabhupada did not go to West, he didn't write his commentary, it was very difficult for us to understand this simple thing. Although it is the topmost understanding of the spiritual life. Hari Hari Kimor Karma Obirata. Narottam Das Thakur says, oh my Lord, what kind of karma I am just continuously going through. Bishoya Kutilamati Satsanga Nahilaroti Kishamar Turibar Pat. My mind is completely absorbed in Bishaya. And Satsanga Nahilaroti. I have no attachment for associating with the sadhus, satasanga. Satasanga sari koinu. 2 minutes. Satasanga sari koinu. Asate bilash. Te karane lagilomor. Karma bandho phash. Kishemor toribare pot. I have no way to become free from this karmakanda, ganakanda, because I having kutila mati. When Dhruva Maharaj, he prayed to Lord, he prayed like that. In the association of pure devotees, the mind attached to Vishaya can be purified. Dhruva Maharaj prays, O Lord, who have a lotus navel, Abjanabha, he prays. If a person happens to associate with a devotee whose heart always hankers after your lotus feet, seeking always their fragrance, he is never attached to the material body or in a bodily relationship to offspring, friends, home, wealth and wife, which are very dear to materialistic persons, indeed he does not care for them. Emon manush hobe ki ar badono bhoriya hori hori bolo shodhona jomer dar. O my mind, is it a guarantee that you will become again human being in next life? Manush hobe ki ar, will you become again human being? Can you guarantee? That's why my mind badono bhoriya, with your full mouth hori hori bolo shodhona jomer dar, jomer dhar, you repay the debt of Jamraj. Ki jitna paap kiya hai, Jamraj to udhar khada hai pakadne ke liye. To jo Jamraj ka dhar hai, jo udhar hai tumhara, paap karma ka jo reaction udhar hai, udhar ko shodh kar do. Shodhona jomer dhar. How? Hori hori bolo badono bhoriya. Bhabiya dekho na, shehare apona, ihate je kore paap. You please consider, if somebody does not accept this, then he is defeated himself. Who continually engaged in sinful activities. Apanar doshe apani payeshe janome janome tap. In this shloka it says, severe punishment. Tigno jatana. He only, life after life, gets suffering. Apanar doshe apani payeshe. So I stop here. Thank you very much. There is Maha cleaning. Radhe Ganeshu told me to stop. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. No questions.